giving perhaps new meaning to the phrase, it's in the can. This week, police in California arrested 14 people in connection with a recycling fraud scam. Five more are being sought. State officials say the group hauled discarded bottles and cans from four neighboring states in Mexico and cashed them in at California recycling centers, racking up millions of dollars in profit. Joining us to talk about the case is Diana Callahan, Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney in the Environmental Crimes Unit. A most interesting scam, Diana, a sort of a can scam. How did it actually work?
Well, it worked in two ways. The first thing that the individuals did was they would go to Nevada, Arizona, Mexico, Oregon, and other states, and they would purchase what you and I would consider recyclables, whether it's aluminum, plastic, glass, for scrap value, which might range anywhere from 10 cents per pound to 55 cents per pound. Then what they would do is they would truck that stuff in by the ton and put it in undocumented lots all around the county. They would break it up into smaller lots and then bring it into recycling centers where they would get paid $1.10 per pound, thereby making almost $1 per pound for every pound of recyclables that they brought into the state. The other thing that they did was they would buy previously recycled materials, representing that they were going out of state to be turned into new cans and bottles and plastic, when in reality they weren't. They were being dumped again in these same lots, broken up again, and brought back through the recycling system for a second and sometimes a third time.
How were they detected?
Yeah, initially, we had received information that our primary defendant in this case was stopped at an agricultural stop. You have to go through these agricultural stops because we have fruit fly problems and that kind of thing. Well, when they stopped Mr. Changulian, who's our primary defendant in this case, they noticed that he had a truckload of recyclable materials. And that's how the investigation actually began.
You mentioned one defendant, and I gather there are quite a few more?
Yes, there are. We have 19 charged right now, and the investigation's ongoing.
It still seems almost small scale, I guess, until you add up the numbers. I mean, how many members of this crime ring collected how much stuff, and what kind of profit did they make in the end?
From what we can tell at this point, and we still have to go through a lot of materials, we know that over the last 2 years, they netted over $3 million.
That's a good haul.
Yes, it is.
On bottles and cans.
Yes, it is.
And do you think that this arrest will serve to discourage other people who might be thinking about doing the same thing?
Well, we're optimistic that it will. I think that people who engage in this kind of activity will realize that the state is looking at them. And they may not consider it a crime like drug dealing or robbery, but as far as the state of California is concerned, these are felony charges, and the state is not going to stand by and lose millions and millions of dollars every year to these people.
Well, Diana Callahan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Diana Callahan is Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney in the Environmental Crimes Unit.